Hi, my name's Julie Phillips. I'm a women's life coach and I'm here today to talk to you about the 8 steps that you must take for a better, brighter life. Are you feeling stuck in a rut or feel that there's something missing in your life? Do you have everything that should make you happy? You know, good job, loving family, great friends, lovely home, but you still feel empty and not complete somehow. And perhaps every day feels like an uphill struggle and you feel that you achieve very little. And you don't get that sense of satisfaction that you want. And that leaves you feeling disappointed, demotivated and generally disenchanted with your lot in life. I'm going to take you through 8 steps now to help you take control, feel re-energised and move towards your goals. Now, first step is know who you are and what is important to you. And take some time to reflect on what is most important to you, you know, what your values are. Being aware of what is important and what you value will lead you to a whole new different perspective on your life. And when your daily actions are in alignment with your values, you have a sense of purpose and you're in harmony with who you really are. The second step is being sure of yourself. And being self-assured isn't a sign of aggressiveness or arrogance. It's about knowing yourself and trusting yourself and having the conviction to try new things and enjoy fresh experiences. And self-assurance is the most powerful quality that you can possess. It bolsters your self-respect. It helps you bounce back from bad situations and also helps you achieve those personal goals. The third step is to let go of negative beliefs. And there's nothing like negative self-belief to hold you back from leading the life you desire. If you are attempting to make changes to your life and you're experiencing difficulties doing it, it's highly likely there are negative thoughts or feelings that are blocking your progress. So, identify the negative beliefs and thoughts you have about yourself. They're not serving you, and it's time to let them go. Step 4 is to identify what you have going for you. And this isn't just about the external resources you have, like money, family, friends, or your education. It's also about your personal experiences and your qualities and your strengths and skills. Recognising and celebrating your intrinsic worth not only boosts your confidence, it can help you identify the assets you need to help you facilitate change and really make a difference to your life. The 5th step is to decide what you really, really want. And if you want to make changes to your life, you need to decide what you really want to accomplish. So think about your goals for a second. When you achieve them, what will they bring you? Will they bring you freedom, independence, love, happiness? When you are sure of what you really want, check to make sure your goals are SMART. And that's the acronym for specific, measurable, achievable, realistic and time-bound. Step 6 is to make a plan of action. Commit yourself, make your dreams and goals an exciting reality. Put pen to paper and develop an action plan of the steps you are going to take to make your life better. Now, having a map of action will help keep you focused and give you a sense of accomplishment as you progress through your success strategy. The 7th step is to keep motivated and keep motivated by rewarding yourself. So when you start to make changes to your life, excitement and motivation levels are high as you look forward to your fantastic future. As you progress, you may find your enthusiasm fades, which can lead to disillusionment and dissatisfaction that you haven't achieved your goals quicker than you expected. So take time to reward yourself regularly and keep your motivation levels high. And perhaps use motivational words and affirmations to remind you of why you can make change and what the benefits of achieving your goal will bring you. And the final step, step 8, live every day as if you have already achieved your goal. Spend some time today visualising your ideal day. You've achieved your goals and you're living your dream. What's happening for you? What can you see? What can you feel? What can you hear? And then consider your goals. What elements of your better, brighter life can you introduce to your life right now? I'm Julie Phillips, Women's Life Coach, and if you want to find out more about how to live a better, brighter life, please visit my website, www.juliephillips.org.